To be obedient means to be ready to receive God's instructions for the purpose of obeying them. To be willing to do whatever God asks. Ecclesiastes 5:1. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear and to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. To keep our foot means to keep our way, and to be more ready to hear is a part of that, instead of, let me put my 2 cents in, is there a ready mind of, I want to get what God has to say because I know I need that, and I want to obey that, and I want to live that. In Acts 17:11,
these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so.
Here, again, you can receive the information as in, well, that's interesting, yeah, that's interesting too. Or is it being received with this, yeah, I want to do that. I have a ready mind to get that, and to live it, and to do it. Thus, obedience helps us fight disobedient spirits, and spirits that make us feel unwilling to do what God asks of us, or things we need to do. 1 Corinthians 9:17.
For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me.
Here it shows you can be doing things against your will. Yeah, you make yourself do it, but the whole time resenting it, not wanting to do it. But if there's a willing heart, look, if I'm going to do this, I might as well do it willingly. Okay, I'm going to pitch in there and do it. Then there can be some interest gain, some growth out of that. And 1 Peter 5:2,
feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
Not because you have to, or you feel obligated to, or someone expects you to, or you got dropped in this situation, it's what you're supposed to do, but because you want to do it. And there is a difference. We can make ourselves do things, and yeah, that's obedience to a certain extent, but we can really feel willing to do it by getting more of this face of spirit obedience working, where we're not just going to make ourselves do it, but we want to do it. We may know we need to obey God, but the face of spirit obedience helps us move from obeying merely because we know we should, quote unquote, to have a willing feeling that we want to do what God wants us to do. Exodus 35, verse 5.
Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass.
Verse 21.
And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments.
And verse 22.
And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing, hearted, and brought bracelets, and earrings, and rings, and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord.
And 29.
The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses.
So they didn't just come dragging up there saying, well, he said we're supposed to bring this. Strict obedience to all of God's instructions, given through line upon line, discernment, and counsel, is what saves us. Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6.
And therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
That shows keeping all of God's commandments. In Deuteronomy 30, verses 19 and 20,
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them.
It shows that obeying God's voice, that is life. And also Philippians 2:12.
Therefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Once we know God's plan, obedience is the spirit to do it, to prove that we love God and believe what he says. Isaiah 1:19.
If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
And John 14:15.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.